Atlanta has had a sometimes contentious relationship with its parking enforcement agency, Park Atlanta. When the private company took over enforcement in Atlanta several years ago, many drivers complained of aggressive ticketing. And at one point, an Atlanta City Council member even called on the city to cancel the contract. Eventually, the city restructured its deal with the agency to address the complaints. But today, you'll still see the occasional bumper sticker that reads, "Nobody likes Park Atlanta." Now, this guy is wondering, what is it like to be the people writing those tickets, the parking enforcement officers, the meter maids, as they're sometimes called? In this Atlanta Sounds, we join a Park Atlanta officer on one of her rounds downtown to find out.
I don't like the term meter maid. I like parking enforcement officer. I don't know, because we do more than just meter maids, just to make it seem like we're just after the meters. And we do a little bit more than just meters.
My name is Yasmin Archie, and I work with Park Atlanta. Been here since 2009.
So this space right here is expired 406. So you walk to the front of the vehicle. Of course, they're sitting in it. Looks like they're using their GPS to try to find directions or whatever. So you always give them a minute to see me, because I don't know if they just pulled up or what.
No, I never expected to be a parking enforcement officer. But it's something that I am enjoying. I guess because I'm the people person, you have to know how to talk to people.
I got 70, 85 cents.
And you, how much time did you need?
I only need like 30 minutes.
30 minutes? Oh, well, you're good. You need a dollar. How much you got?
We have a handheld device. We don't use the little ticket handbook anymore. And on each multi-space meter, there's a number that matches on our handheld.
We actually put this number here into our handheld, 080. And we will wait till all the ones that are expired up. And if there's none expired, it'll say no expired meters. So actually, when a lot of people think we're waiting around to see if their cars expire, we're actually waiting on our device to see if cars expire or not. It doesn't tell us anything or when they're about to. Yeah, a lot of people think we're just driving around and we have a map or some kind of device letting them know when the meters are expired, but we actually don't. Okay, this one right here is expired on 397 and let us know it's been expired for 58 minutes. And we put the make and model of the vehicle, tag number, and the expiration date of the vehicle. Once we put the tag number in, it can't be voided out. A lot of times people run out their cars and maybe think they can beat us to come back, but you know, we're everywhere, it's a lot of us. So, you know, a lot of people are running the coffee shop and think, you know, I'm just going to be in there for 2 or 3 minutes. But then by the time they come back, they have a citation. Especially near hotels, they're not familiar with the meters. They won't pay. They'll just go straight in. Well, if we haven't started the citation, of course, I'll give them time to pay the meter. And that's understanding. I didn't know I had to pay. They'll ask how much is the meter. I'll let them know it's $2 an hour. You know, that's a good thing, you know, because some people, you know, don't write my car. I'm right here. I'm standing right here. Or I'm in the hotel, so don't give me a ticket. So it's all about, you know, each personality. Some people talk to you like you're somebody, and most of them don't. I don't take it personal. You know, no one wants a citation for $35. I don't think the public really knows what we do, because a lot of people, you know, they look at it that we're out here just to get them, and that's not true. Once they come downtown, you know, they might be like, there's Park Atlanta. I was like, calm down, you know, it's okay, pay your parking meter. And you know, once we talk, and they was like, I've had a lot of people to say, oh, you're not that bad. No, we're not that bad. I just stay cool and calm.
That was Yasmin Archie, a parking enforcement officer with Park Atlanta, speaking with WABE's Stephanie Stokes. You can find this Atlanta Sound story and submit an idea of your own at our webpage, wabe.org/AtlantaSounds.